Não,
Não.
But you and Francis laughing out in the cane field.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Well?
Miss David, I believe you had more fun.
I had a plenty of fun when I was coming up.
Yeah.
After I got grown and come up, now the most fun I'd have after I come to this seat, because after I met Frances, me and her would be together. And she too. You hear Annie says she got one daughter just like her, the one over there in the house. I can't think of that young man. She said she stayed in Francis' house. She said she's just like Francis. Can't nobody get in a wolf.
Let me see. Sam? What was that? Did you all ever draw slips?
What kind of slips?
Tater slips. Is that what they were, Faye?
We rolled them.
Oh, you did?
Yes. We plant a bed of potatoes just for slip.
Yeah.
When they come up and get big enough, we pull them off down and set them on the seat. That's where we got our potatoes. I don't want to grow his.
I was thinking about one of those stories you told about Francis. I kind of forgot. You all were drawing potato slips, I think. Just talking.
We must have been pulling plants.
Pulling plants? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cabbage plants.
Oh, cabbage plants.
Later plants.
Yeah.
That's what we be doing. We be pulling plants, no potatoes.
Yes.
We pull cabbage plants. We pull tomato plants, we pull pepper plants. You see, we either have to pull them and kind of bunch them right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had boxes out there, field boxes, and we have to put them in and stack them in them boxes. Then somebody come pick them up, but me and her had to stay on that bed. Till we got them all off.
That was a lot of picking, wasn't it?
Yes, but it wasn't hard.
You count them off in hundreds?
No, sir, we didn't count them. We just pull a handful that could be a crack in the box and just stack them in that box like that. So you were pulling for the farm like that. Sometimes Mr. Wood's farm. Sometimes Melanie's farm. Plus one then the other that was farm.
You'd rather be in the field than pulling slips.
Yes, ma'am. You would too.
Oh?
This, yes. This, let me see. You all used to knock around together. You and Francis and some of them. Go to meeting and one thing and another?
Well, I never did go with Francis to church. But I went with Woodard's mother to church.
Oh?
Woodard Coleman's mother. I don't know where Francis went to church, you know. See, Francis, she was a primitive Baptist. Well, I think their church went down or something. But I don't remember Francis going to nobody else's church.
Oh.
See, Woodard's mother, she was a Baptist. Missionary Baptist. I used to go to church with her.
Well, now, let me see. You'd work in the field all day. Then you'd go home and feed your family.
Mm-hmm.
And then you all would light out to the meeting or something like
that's
that.
That's right. Well, now, at that time, I was going to Bowdoin Church. Me and Dora Mitchell.
Oh.
we would go together. You know, Mr. Coleman's church, it was way back over there behind River Sticks.
Yeah.
And when she'd go, she'd ride. She had a mule and horse and buggy, I believe. Anyway, she went in a buggy for a long time. Then they got a car. Her daughter drove the car. I don't remember whether it was her daughter's car or whose car it was. But we'd go over there in the car. Miss Coleman's sister died finally. Been over there at the funeral. Big old wide creek. Have you ever been over there with wooded place?
Yeah.
Well, this creek, I don't know.
No, not Woody's place. Just up there where he is now.
Well, it was a creek. You'd have to cross about far from the church, almost from here to Bessie's house. And then the church was right up on the hill. Miss Coleman's sister died over there. Well, me and her daughter and a man, I don't know where it was, her nephew or what it was. We got in the middle of that creek and that car stopped. Bam! There was me and Isola and Miss Cole in that creek up to our knees almost. That was trying to get that car out of there.
With your good clothes on?
We dressed up best we had. But we had to do it. And do you think that man would turn a hand? You know what he said? I'm not going to get my shoes and clothes wet. Yeah. But do you know we three women got it out there somewhere, another body helped along, we got up on the hill, we didn't. She said to drowned it out. Well, I rang it dreamed out when we got up on the hill. We went on to the church. He's sitting right up in there. Oh, but I thought about a heap of things I could have told him. I had never seen a man do a trick like that. But I didn't say nothing, because he wasn't my car. I didn't know him. We've been on up there. Well, if we hadn't had some more clothes, we'd have had to sit, wait. Sit there wet till after the funeral was over. But we had some clothes, you know, it was bad weather. So we all carried some extra clothes on.
Well, I never heard of carrying extra clothes to a funeral.
Well, it was raining. And we didn't know what we was going to have to do. You never hear tell of a man sitting up in the car for women to push him out, was she, did you? I didn't.
Now, who was that?
That was some of Miss Coleman's folk.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Well, good Lord.
I don't remember. You all had a nice community back there, you know. I was so disappointed when you left there and come down here. I thought you'd do better up there. Let me tell you, I don't remember any of those experiences you had with Miss Dora. You.
Mm-hmm. Dora.
Yeah.
Well, then, did you know her back up there? Did you know Dora before she come down here?
No.
I know you didn't. So before she come here, she lived across over there.
Yeah. But when you all were going to...
And when me and her were going to church, going to church, she lived up there, side the road,
yeah.
Side the railroad.
Yeah.
In Mr. Lon Smith's house.
Yeah.
They say. And I was to the junction
yeah.
in Blackshell's house. Well, after we moved from up there, and then Dora moved on him. Me and her would go to church right now.
And take your children? Take your family?
Oh, yeah. We got our children in church. And now you can't hardly get down one of them to church. Mine or hers. Can't hardly get them to church. But they grown now. They was children then. They was in our care. We could make them go. If we say go, they went. But that day is past and gone. You can say it if you want, but I ain't wrong.
Well, I never heard you. Didn't anything ever happen to you and Miss Dora back in those days? I never heard you tell anything about what you all done.
Me and Dora? Well, we didn't do nothing. We just went to church and come on back home.
Well, she's a big talker, Miss
Dora. Yes, she's a big talker, but you see, most talking me and her would do, it would be a bunch of us in the field talking.
You didn't talk when you was going on to church?
No. Oh, yes, we have plenty to talk about when you're going on.
Well,
we
y'all
we have to talk about first one thing, then another. Sometimes we get to thinking about, now, if something get out of us, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
I chair this night. She said, fight till we die, they said, or till somebody comes. I said, that's good thought. I said, no, why is it fighting be hollering? So somebody can hear. We have a laugh off of that. Nothing ever did happen to us.
Fight and be hollering. Yes. All the time fight.
Nothing ever did happen to us. Well, I had three children, and she had three. The eight of us in the room.
Yeah.
Big enough to do something.
That was a long walk, too, Miss Daisy.
Yes, it was, but we didn't mind. Work all day, too, till knocking off time. Go home, fix up, and feed our children. Go.
Yeah,
our children, then they was kind of big enough to help themselves. They could dress theyself, and when I get supper, well, I just had my own self to dress. Mm-hmm. But I don't do that no more.
Can't. I can't quite picture Miss Dora. She's sort of blank in my mind.
But that was one thing wrong with her children. She's blank.
Miss Dora was fine?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was mine.
Well,
do you know her?
Not well, just you know, kind of.
No, she doesn't know her.
That's not the Dora. You don't know that.
Well, don't think. I think I got too much sense. I ain't. But I have gotten more in Dora. I can think better than her. Dora.
Miss
Anna. But she's good, though.
Miss Anna Woods used to say, if she felt sort of down and out and depressed and all, she just had to talk to Dora.
Miss Jane used to carry her down there to talk with Dora. She used to get Dora and carry her up there.
Well, who done the talking?
I wasn't there. I don't know.
Every
and
time.
Eliza Washington was the same way. She'd have to go up there and visit this house sometime. Well, you see, they worked from the hope from Dora and Eliza both. Well, I never did do much work for them.
Miss Liza used to iron for them. And Dora and her children worked and they done a lot of
work. They worked in the house. They washed the house. Now, one of Dora's daughters helps Miss Jane now. That's Florida me. Walks like.
Yeah.
Well, now, I can't quite figure why Miss Anna would want to talk to Dora.
Well, I don't see what she did. She said, Miss Wood said she loved Dora.
Yeah.
She loved Dora. And it would come time after Dora, where you see when Dora could walk and get about, Dora would go up there. Well, after Dora got to where she couldn't get her up from time to time, Miss Jane would go take her up there. She was good, and she just wanted to talk.
Well, what did they talk about, Miss Jane?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Well, what did Miss Dora talk about generally?
Anyway.
Talk about?
Nothing worthwhile.
But
nothing
worthwhile.
Oh.
You all wouldn't discuss the Bible then, the church, no.
No.
Well,
no. Well, you see, Dora, she don't know nothing about the Bible.
Oh, she don't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she don't study
well,
the Bible.
Well, talk about the Bible. Well, then I would mention some things to her sometimes. She'd be saying things she ought not to say, and I says, what the Bible says. I don't know what it said. And it said nothing.
That's the reason I thought she talked to
just now. Like I said, but it said so and so and so. I said, if you didn't hear it say nothing, you hear somebody say it said it.
Well, now, you don't think of some particular case that
mm-mm.
y'all were talking about?
Mm-mm. You know, Dora, she ain't give you nothing to think about. Dora don't give you nothing to think about. Everything Dora give you, you want to forget it quick as you can. Of course, it's no good.
Well, now, such as, what would she tell you you'd want to forget?
You won't forget.
That you'd want to forget.
Well, anything that ain't worth keeping. Something about her children, her child done so and so and so, and it's always something about her children. And her children is just as sorry as her. Well, you see, I don't care a thing about stuff like that. I go to see her sometimes. Of course, I ain't been to see her now in about 3 weeks. I'm got to go.
Well, I thought you stopped by there every day about.
But you see, I ain't been working.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't go by there.
Yeah.
And when I went by there 2 weeks ago, when I go by there, they still in bed. When I'm going to work, they still in bed. They ain't got up.
Sure.
When I come back, I mostly be riding, and I ride on home. See, I've got to go see her, though.
Why, sure.
Well, now, when you go see her, what y'all talk about, Miss Davis? I'm trying to get
just
acquainted. See, I never talked to Dora.
Never talked to her? Well, I'm telling you now, she don't talk about nothing but her children. It's something they done, something they gonna do, or something, just something about her children. Well, I don't pay that kind of stuff no attention. Because I know her and I know her children. I know they ain't going to do nothing. If she ain't got no money, they can beat her out of us. They can make like the barley. Well, they ain't going to do nothing there. And if they get it, they ain't going to pay it back. Well, I don't like to hear that stuff. And you see, she ain't got sense enough to not get to them. And no, she ain't got a dime but what the government give. That's the most I get now since I ain't working. But I'm not pouring shit out to my children. If they ain't got nothing to give me, I'm gonna keep what I've got and you keep them.
They don't come borrow from you?
They used to. But Petey never come, so I don't loan him. I don't loan him my money. I think Samuel makes about $80 a week, maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
And Doris, I don't know what she makes. James, he makes over $50 a week. But why I want to borrow mine? I've got to think about it. Let him have mine. Keep more than me. And then if I get the dollar, I can't buy nothing from him. They ain't got nothing. No time. Ain't never got nothing. And they ain't going to have nothing long to keep up what they got. You see, I don't need much. That's it. My goodness. Mrs. Miles half feeds me. I can live off of what she give me 2-3 days. I don't have to buy.
You just come up here?
Yeah, I just come up here.
How's your fire this morning?
Is it
cool enough for fire?
Yes. I made him a fire before he got up.
Brandon, you've seen that little heater they've got.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best heat you can get.
I guess I better get back.
Faye's getting ready. Faye, you can open the door a little bit fine, can't you?
In your little stove, you can. That's what Granddad's doing, you think, opening the door and playing in the fire.
Playing in the fire. That's what he's doing right now. He said, I don't know. You know, he felt pretty good yesterday, Mr. Miles. He went out and he split wood. He got in wood. He went to the store and come back, rested a while, and cut some more wood. You know what I say? I'm trying to make me think he's getting strong. Boy, go back to Fort Myers.
While Faye is getting ready, she'll be ready in a minute. Fanny doesn't know a thing about Isaiah.
Hmm? Who don't know him?
She don't know a thing about him.
Isaiah? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't guess she do.
Mm-mm, I've never seen Isaiah then.
Isaiah wasn't over in here when she'd be here. Mm-hmm. Isaiah was back young.
Now you see, Isaiah is—he's the most luck they've had. If you need something in the store, he'll go get it.
He'll go get it and come back with it
the same day.
He sure is helpful over there, and you know I think Bessie feels better. Huh? She don't have to get in the wood. He'll get in the wood. Is she awake? But she got the tote some. Mm-hmm. Although I say, you won't keep us stumbling around here, you beat them, fell down the reckon. I say, you know, I still get that wood. Well, he puts lots of wood on the porch before he goes. But she's just got to do something. Mm-hmm. She's going to the doctor today.
Yeah. Well, now, he comes by and visits with you every day.
Taught Isaiah? Yes. I see him every day.
Well, that's nice to know you got somebody you can call on.
That's right.
Sure is.
Yeah. But you can't depend on my son-in-law till dinner.
And Isaiah don't stay too long.
No, sir. If you tell me, Isaiah, I want you to go to the store and bring me some. Yes, sir. Well, sometimes you say, well, I can't go right now, but I'll go after five. He'll go and come back. But James, go. You don't know when he comes. Why he coming back? Maybe tomorrow.
Well, James is so important, you know. He got so
But he didn't used to be like that. That's the reason I worry about him. I wonder how he get like that. You can't depend on him for nothing.
And he's your son-in-law.
Man.
And he's your son-in-law.
That's right.
Well, I depend on mine.
Oh, yes.
Best days you gotta go, Faye.
I got her some potatoes. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna take her by the stove.
Oh, I wish Miss Annie was up there.
I do too. Wouldn't that have been fun to have Miss
Annie? She's sitting here.
Not since you did.
We'll get her up here some morning and have a party.
Yes, that's nice visiting with you.
We had a big, don't you remember that time Miss Annie was here? We really had a time that morning.
Uh-huh. And she ain't been back?
She come.
They come, but y'all wasn't home.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm going.
Well, Archie, I'm glad you could come up this morning. Mm-hmm. I'm glad if I had to stay over that you could help out and come up and entertain me.
You didn't say more fun. I love to hear about that midwife.
No.
Yeah. Well, you don't know nothing about
midwives. No, I don't. Really, I've, you know, read a lot. And, well, we come from back where there weren't very many doctors and midwives were used, because I never had one with my children. And mother didn't with me.
Well, when y'all gonna come back?
Oh, back when we pick up Mamu to take her back up north. We'll keep her a long time, though.
Well, you take care of my family
down here now while I'm gone.
Do the best doctor.
You keep them straight.
Do the
This is the end of Miss Daisy's visit this Tuesday morning, the 12th of January, 1971. Channel 1 over around 3:40. Channel 1 over around 3:40. And the end of Miss Daisy's visit with Shug and Fanny and Mamu and Faye and me, all of us at one time in the kitchen, and Miss Daisy is reporting to us. And that's the end of the visit this Tuesday morning, the 12th of January, 1971, with Miss Daisy reporting to all of us, Mamu, Shug, Fanny, Faye, and me, in the kitchen. This channel 1 over, around 3:40, 3:45.